Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number two of the program happening right now. It is the Fan After Dark on a Monday. It is a all-star break week edition of the show. We are on every... Tell you what, get your football vibes ready, because this is what it was like for us last football season. But I'm going to tell you right now, and I was talking to the big boss about this today. You know, last year, I was new to the station. Blake had done radio with half the station. All right. We were still kind of getting our sea legs under us. We didn't know that the Get Right was going to be gone. And then, boom, we didn't. And you and I don't think we actually started doing the show together until, like, in earnest, till like, what, late October, when the season was half over at that point?
Yeah, it was definitely midway through the season because I had already been going to Cowboys games.
Like
when we were locked in. But now, man, we get a full season.
No, we get a full season. We've got a full season of fatties that you guys already know. I mean, more importantly, I get what I'm getting at in all this, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that now you know us.
And so, what Fred is also getting at is if you're at a Cowboy game,
holler at your boys.
No. You have to. If you walk by and you don't say something,
shame on you.
Shame on you. It's tough to call yourself a fatty. At least I'll speak for myself. I will never be mad if you shout at us. Now, obviously, you say our names.
No.
Not out of, you know, what's a way to say when someone shouts at you, but not in a good way? Like bark at you? Or
I mean, I just shout at you. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, just.
But if you, hey, yells. Blake. Hey, Fred. Fan After Dark. I'll always turn around. What a lot of people do, though, is they'll just say the Denver, Colorado thing. So maybe they don't know if it's
well,
me
no,
for sure.
Well, no, I mean, you've certainly earned that right, but I also feel like at the same time, too, though, you have started to distance yourself from
But I've
that.
Had two or three people that have that be their entry to talking to me. Like, Denver and Colorado? Is that you?
See, I don't even know you as Denver and Colorado.
Eugene Origin.
That's it.
I don't even know what my calling tag is anymore.
Calling tag? Your calling card?
My calling card.
Yeah. I mean, the phenom, as far as I'm concerned.
So you talk about distancing yourself. That was even older.
Who gets tired of being called the phenom?
I bet you there is a handful of people listening right now that have no idea what we're talking about when we say the phenom.
Yeah.
Because that was almost,
it's a great nickname, though.
It's almost two years ago.
I mean, Ken Griffey Jr. is still considered the kid, and he's old enough to be your dad. So,
no,
I mean, I'd rather be called the phenom than the bust.
Yeah.
But I mean,
isn't it funny that a bust is a good or a bad thing if you have a bust made of yourself or if you are a bust? But if you have a bust, that means you were phenomenal at life.
Or, well, never mind.
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
Or that too. Real quick, couple text messages chiming in at the end there. Let's see. Here we go. Osuna should have never been called up. He's 21 and hadn't been above AA until this year.
Wow.
Big flaw with this organization. Calling out Chris Young.
You know what it is? You love chaos. You love the front offices, any place getting caught up. You're like, now we're talking.
I want to hear this guy talk. That's exactly right. Because you know what?
And they get fired.
I'm here.
Honestly, Fred is the perfect person to have in Dallas sports radio because you put the pressure on him.
Well,
so I'll keep it frank. I'm not talking about our station. Just in general, sports in Texas, sports radio. I feel like we're a little bit on the nicer side. We're a little more on the kinder side comparatively to like New York, where it's a lot like, rah, rah, rah.
Yeah.
Fred brings a little bit of flair. Like, hey, we're not winning. I don't care that you won 2 years ago. What are you doing, man?
If you're not in it to win it, what are we doing?
Yeah, and I appreciate the pressure.
You know what I'm saying? And because I look at it the way, I mean, as I'm a fan. Yeah. And look, I like the Rangers. Like, and I've said this on air before, I am into this season, all right? I'm paying for Victory Plus. I'm watching the games. I'm spending time at night watching, and I'm watching baseball. This is not white noise in the background. Like, I told my cousin the other day, I said, maybe I'm getting to be an old man, but I'm literally at night on a Saturday night, glued to the television, yeah, hooting and hollering, watching Astros Rangers.
No, I'm FaceTiming Fred and Mykonos partying, and this guy's watching Jonah Heim at the plate.
Dude, I'm telling you. Matter of fact, when you called me, and I'll tell you what, this will definitely put in perspective for the folks, so they know that we're not shucking and jiving them. You were in, I think it was like your second or third night in Greece. You called me, and it was the night that they lost to the Orioles. Because remember, Adolis had just hit that three-run shot.
Yes, dude.
And I was going off about the three-run home run.
This guy was screaming. Adolis, he goes, oh, my God. He just either tied it or took the lead.
He just tied it next, or I think it was like the eighth inning or whatever it was.
And then next thing you know, he's like, and we lost.
Yeah, exactly. I was a little bummed out about that. But nonetheless, so look, I'm locked in, folks, okay? I'm locked in. So my thing is this. That's it. So my thing is this. If we're there, if we're close to getting this, making this thing a reality, because, and I'll say this and we'll move on to the Mavs. Sports is hard enough as it is when as it pertains to just getting to a championship. Mm-hmm. All right. And here's my point in all this. And this is why I think it resonates and why I think I'm as qualified to talk about this as anybody here in the DFW.
Someone did say you weren't qualified a second ago. So I had to give you a little bit of.
I appreciate that. Look, here we go. Your baseball takes are horrible. You need to study and research more before. Here go my eyes again. LOL, Jonah doesn't look like anything you say. Really? Jonah Heim, tell me what he's batting then. Okay, here we go. Let's go back to, who's this from the 682? All right, we'll read it one more time. Your baseball takes are horrible.
Talking about Fred.
Talking about me. You need to study and research more before commenting.
Also
LOL.
About Fred.
Jonah doesn't look anything like you say. Higgy struggled before Jonah, but just had a great road trip. Did I not just say that Higgy had a great road trip? I'm pretty
he
sure
said
I
the road
did.
Trip of his life.
I'm pretty sure I just said that. What else do you need me to comment and research on? Okay. Look, I've told you guys time and time, and if you've listened to this station and you listened to me for the last year, you know I'm brand new to the DFW. Okay. So that's that. All right. So what other baseball takes are horrible about that I've said as far as what this team needs? Because you don't think that they need a closer? You don't think they need a DH? So go ahead and I mean, look, I'm all for Twitter gangsters and keyboard tough guys. But you literally just said that Higgy had a great road trip, and that's exactly what I just said. So make up your mind as to what line in the sand you're going to draw here, pal. That's all I'm asking for. So
I hit him with the pal.
Oh, I hit him with the pal. Okay.
Is that the white guy version of like, don't mess with me, buddy? Pal.
Well,
you listen here, buddy.
It's the G-rated way of saying what you want to say. Okay.
what you
want to say.
Say Buster.
Buster. Okay, I do like Buster. I do
Buster,
like Buster,
pal, and buddy.
Let me tell you something, pal.
Look, if I had my dream scenario, we could just go out and get a slugging good catcher.
I think about to say if it was your dream scenario, we could say whatever on the show, and he's about to just start dropping cuss words.
You texted me that on Saturday, and I said, look, how about just Jonah Heim just hit for average? I mean, you know that. I mean, how about that? That's all I want to see.
I'm just saying we don't have an impactful catcher behind the plate either, though.
I mean, that's my point. I mean, that's what I'm trying to say. And Higgy had a great series, had a great road trip. So what's this Jamoke talking about?
Well, speaking of impact, where we do have
your
impact.
Your techs are horrible. How about that?
And another DFW team, Dallas Mavericks, have an impact player in Cooper
Flagg.
Yeah,
they got a couple impact players.
Two summer league games, 63 total minutes out of 80 minutes that could have been played in the two summer league games. If you wanted to watch Cooper Flagg in person or on TV, you got exactly what you paid for.
Yeah,
he was not sitting on the bench. He was in there playing point guard, bringing the ball up the court, dribbling, shooting, showing the whole, setting up the offense. Played great defense, blocks. I mean, even the one where he had the monster dunk in the fourth quarter, he ends up making the block on the other end right before the quarter ends. Like,
yeah,
you are just... I'm not going to overreact to summer league and be like, this guy's going to be an MVP or this guy's going to be terrible. But you saw little increments of what it can be. And I just think this Dallas Mavericks team, if it's not already obvious, is going to look a lot different. They're going to be up and down the court. They're going to be a team that's defensive heavy, that's obviously got bigs. I mean, Cooper Flagg's going to be like, there's going to be two guys taller than him on the court most time with Cooper Flagg on the court. And this guy's, like I already said in the first segment, pause. Guy's long. He takes up a lot of space on the court.
No, he's a big dude.
Fortune favors the bull.
It absolutely does, Nico.
I'll say this. Who is your player comp? After two games, I have mine. I don't know if it's 100% accurate, but the guy he reminded me the most of.
For Cooper Flagg? Yeah.
And I feel pretty confident. Like, I was like, almost every play, I was like, he seems like a more athletic version of this player. And it's not Kawhi Leonard.
No, I don't think he's like Kawhi Leonard either.
I think he's got a mid-game like Kawhi, but that's about it.
I think, to me, he's a bigger Scottie Pippen is the way he reminds me right now.
Anybody currently in the league? Mine's a debatable top 10 player that he reminds me a lot of.
Who's yours?
Mine was Jason Tatum.
No, I mean, I've heard that.
Watching him in the mid-range, even the way he attacks the basket, where it's like it doesn't look like he's about to score or dunk, and the next thing you know, he just rises up from 3-4 feet and puts it behind his back and dunks it. Like a young Jason Tatum, obviously, because he's young. The three-ball shot where it's very, like, I don't know how you would say it, like a tall follow-through, if you will.
Right.
He does need to kind of work on the wrist, and the elbow kind of flares out.
Oh, no, he's got a funky-looking shot. I'm not worried about it. I mean, it's going to get better over time. I mean, here's what I love about it. He's not afraid to pull it.
He's not afraid of. I mean, in that second game, the first three he made was about as confident as it gets. He's about to drive, pulls it back between his legs, and just pulls up right. That's a smooth-looking, I've made 100 of these shots before. That was not the first time I shot that shot. So I was uber impressed in that second game. Less about the counting stats, but just about how comfortable he looked on the court, like I said in the first segment.
Absolutely.
Him attacking the basket, finishing with the left and right. Like, when you have – that's a three – I saw a three-level scorer right there. And there's not that many – high-level, three-level scores in NBA.
No.
We know guys that can finish at the rim, guys that can shoot, guys that can do mid-range. There's not. That's why they kind of gets the Jason Tatum-ish. Like, I don't know if he's going to be phenomenal, the best in the league at one thing, but it looks like he's going to be a jack-of-all-trades and a B-plus to an A-minus in pretty much everything on the court.
And that's why the Scottie Pippen comp is plays for me, because I think we forget, and, you know, not to get on a side tangent or anything like that, but that's what Scottie was, right? I mean, that dude did everything. He could
probably
pass.
Better shooter than Scotty, though.
Oh, absolutely. Because Scotty had a funky shot.
He really did.
But here's the thing, though. Scotty would yam on you.
No, all right? For sure.
And that's the thing about Cooper Flagg is Cooper Flagg will yam on you.
Dude, he's already had two in the summer league where he has tried to
murder. Oh, no, he's tried to kill people. Oh, I'm here for it.
And the one in the second game where he literally puts it on his hip.
I mean, he's over here jumping from the middle of the lane, for crying out loud. Okay, here's Tim Cato, who was on earlier today. This is his Cooper Flagg takeaways.
There are millions and millions of Mavericks fans, and there are, you know, every single person has their own relationship to the team. And certainly some looked at the Luka trade and said, you know, it's just they can't keep, they can't keep it up. But I would say that a majority of Mavericks fans, even the spurned ones, even the ones, you know, who hated the trade, and that is the majority of them. But I would say even then, the majority of Mavericks fans want to root for the Mavericks. And Cooper Flagg is an avenue to feel joy again, to feel like it's not just negative news cycle after negative news cycle. Certainly, you know, even from my place in the media, I am very, very, very grateful that there is something exciting to talk about. It's not fun. It's not enjoyable to go, you know, on our DLS show every single day, weeks and weeks and weeks in a row, and, you know, be scrounging for, you know, like, is Brandon Williams a most improved player candidate for next season? You know, like, just being able to talk about Cooper Flagg and who he was at Summer League is, I feel a sense of relief, and I can only imagine how much Mavericks fans feel that even more. And he was good. He was really good. I thought, his first game, obviously he struggled. The second one, may be the best performance, in Vegas, or, you know, if not, it's going to be something close to that. And that's what everybody wanted to see. You know, like, Drew Timmy is also balling out in Summer League. So, you know, like the Nets player, and, you know, so balling out in Summer League, you know, it's good to do it. It's certainly better to do it than not. You know, if Cooper had another quiet game, I would come on here and tell you how good he is and how good he's going to be and why not to worry about that stuff. But it's certainly easier and better and feels, you know, better and feels more true to who Cooper is going to be next season, that he did have this game and, you know, that second game where he balled out and showed us why he is, you know, probably the best collegiate freshman, the best collegiate prospect since Anthony Davis.
My bad, Brandon Williams, catching a stray in the middle of that, talking about most improved player. Say, we don't want to come on here and talk about that. I do. I want to hear Brandon Williams' most improved player talks. Speaking of point guards, the hype died down quick for our boy Nembhard.
Well,
Nembhard was ready to take D'Angelo Russell's spot after game one.
We didn't get into that too much on Sunday with CA. But yeah, 1 for 10.
He was overwhelmed. You could see the ceiling. You could see the, I am a small guard that has a ceiling, and Harper and them boys for the Spurs were all over him. He could barely dribble.
Well, and look.
Did you hear what the coach said after the game?
Who, for the Mavs?
No, like, we just got to get him open. We did a bad job getting him open.
I mean,
because our boy Nick Angst had asked him, like, what was the size difference? How do you know, help him develop? It's like, we need to do a good job getting him open. He's your point guard.
What? Yeah, that's. I mean, just set more screens, I guess. I don't know. Who was it? I'm trying to think. Was it Gilbert Arenas? Somebody on a podcast, and I can't remember which one it was. It just said, like, you know, unless you can score in today's NBA, good luck being a small point guard.
Yeah. And you better be Fred VanVleet. That's stocky and can hit threes.
And that's
threes.
About, right? And again, he's been in the league for what, almost 8-9 years now. So he's kind of been there, done that.
Think about it. The Kyle Lowry say, oh, they got a little caboose there. They're
stocky
boys.
Look, let me tell you something. Kyle Lowry's a thick ass dude. Okay.
Wow.
Pause.
Wow. This guy just.
You don't get to say pause after that. I mean, you went all in.
I mean, he didn't even have to say it like that. We already knew what we were talking about. He said, let me say the full sentence.
He is. I mean, I don't care.
He's got a caboose.
I mean, Kyle Lowry. And I'll tell you what, Kyle Lowry has, whether it's been in Houston, whether it's been in Toronto, but I want to say Kyle Lowry's about 6'2", 6'3".
Is he?
Yeah,
he's
no,
definitely not under 6 foot.
Yeah, he's definitely no. I want to say Kyle Lowry's about 6'2", 6'3".
Who's under 6 foot in the NBA? Do we know?
Bro, I don't even know if anybody's even under 6 foot. Well, put it this way. Nobody that you know of.
I'm sure there is.
That, I mean, unless
you're
not
thinking hard enough. I think Fred is.
Here's the thing. If they're listed at 6 feet tall, they're probably 5'11", 5'10". So if Ryan Nimhard's listed at 6 feet tall, he's probably 5'10". But he looks small out on the court.
Nobody that's good. Jose Alvarado.
I mean, yeah.
Mike Conley. Davion Mitchell.
Yeah.
Fred VanVleet.
So, you know. Yeah, it's rough. It's rough. Look, is Ryan Nimhard, I mean, let's put it this way. Is Ryan Nimhard going to be better than Jaden Hardy? No.
That's the question. Does he make the roster in any capacity? Or is he just your two-way guy?
He'll be a two-way G League guy.
Okay.
And I'm okay with that. Yeah. Look,
if somebody were to get hurt, you know, he's there.
This team's
And
deep.
We saw that last year.
Well, exactly. But, I mean, I
Miles Kelly, him, maybe a center.
Let's be real. The wheels fell off when you made the Luka trade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the wheels to this basketball team figuratively and literally fell off.
There's always positive to bring out of it, though. You found a lot of diamonds in the rough of Brandon Williams. You had to sign a million two-way guys that are now like, you got a lot of potential out of them, and you got a lot of help. Where, like you said, shout out to Jason Kidd for still holding this team afloat. And
the
not
team never quit.
Bottoming out and being the worst team in the league after that. Like, they had their 2-3 games where they were terrible. After Luka trade, when they got beat by 50 by the Cavs,
well, and that team was in shock after that. I mean,
they got beat by like 100 by the Cavs.
I mean, that game was over after the first quarter. Okay, like that was
like 76 to like 30.
No, it was rough. It was a rough go of it. All right, coming up next, what do we got going on here? What do we have going on here? All right, we'll come back to the Tim Cato stuff. We'll do that in the last hour as well. We've got a lot to get to. This is what happens when Blake's gone for 2 weeks. All right, coming up next. Look, what nobody covers the gamut of Dallas sports quite like Fan After Dark. We've talked Rangers and been called out, but my boy's back from the 682. We definitely need a closer, and my line in the sand was that we need to send Jonah down, Buster Buddy, LOL.
Hit you with the double
so see
wombo.
He hit me with the Buster Buddy. So you know what, this is what I love about the Fatties, though, is we are like real family. We will fight. We will talk smack to each other, and then we'll hug it out at the end of the segment. All right, coming up next, let's switch gears. Let's talk a little football. Dakota!
Oh, yeah, we got to get into these lists, man. These lists are...
Dakota! Is he a top 10 quarterback? Whether he is or not, is he at least a top 100 football player? And is it okay when you have people that haven't even seen you play comment on whether you should be a top 100 quarterback or not? We'll discuss that more next. Don't go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so I stand corrected. Kyle Lowry is 6 feet tall, 196 pounds. He's been in the league for 19 years. What a run. And what I love about Basketball Reference is they always put the nicknames of the
Can I
people.
Guess? He's wanna, the wanna, NBA's big dumper.
You want to guess one?
Big Booty.
Because he's got at least seven of them.
Big Booty Judy.
Big Booty Judy is not one of them.
Lowry Truck.
No, that's not on there either.
That should be added.
What does it start with? What does one of them start with?
With a K.
Kyle Khaki. Khaki Kyle.
Khaki Kyle not is not one of them.
Okay, hit me.
You've got Mr. Raptor.
Wow.
K-Lo.
K-Lo's kind of fire.
Okay. Groat. G-R-O-A-T.
Never heard of that in my life.
Never
not
heard
Groot?
That one. I mean, I would think Groot would be like G-R-O-O-T. O-O-T. Okay. North Philly's Finest.
Okay, that's not a nickname. That's just like a moniker.
I'm just telling you what the Basketball Reference is saying. And then K-Lo with a K-L-O-E. Okay.
What, how do you make these? Does anybody, can they just put a nickname?
And then, there's one more.
Okay.
Bulldog.
These need to be official. Like, only his best friends or NBA fans can put this, not just random people going on the site.
I'm wondering if they just found them somewhere. Like, maybe they scoured his Twitter and somebody said, oh, look, it's Bulldog Kyle.
No. From now on, we refer to Kyle Lowry as Groat.
You know who probably did it? It's probably this guy right here on the bottom of our screen, Mark Jones. If you've watched any basketball game ever or the Summer League, Mark Jones is the uncle that's like trying way too hard to fit in. Like every 2 seconds, he's doing the handcuff dribble. He's got him in prison like the fries at the bottom. I'm like, dude, I get it. We know you know an analogy. I don't need to hear it every time
down
the court.
He's
sprinkle it in once or two a quarter.
Yeah.
Big shot. I mean, he's not even calling the game.
But then he'll throw out some old head reference too, where you've got to be my age to hit it. He's like, I haven't seen that in a grip. I'm like, oh wow, I haven't heard a grip in a grip.
Tim Legler's like trying to like really commentate the game. He's like, do you see the shooting motion? He's going on the left, coming off that 45 degree. He's like, this man.
While he's got him in a blender. Okay, we've gone.
Tim's
too
like,
far.
No, he's it's just a screen.
What do we? And here's the thing about Groat. It's G. It's like an acronym. G period R period O period A period T. So I'm guessing instead of GOAT.
Greatest raptor of all time. That's what it would be.
Look at you, Kevin.
There you go. Greatest raptor of all time.
By the way, speaking of dumpers, Cal Rowley is going right now.
Wow. There we go.
Is he the greatest raptor of all time?
Apparently. I mean, you don't just get a nickname like Vince that.
Carter. I was going to say, off aura, just alone, I'm going Vince Carter.
No, it's Vince Carter. Now, he won a title. I mean, look, if you're really going to be nitpicky, I mean, you almost got to say Kawhi.
I feel like we need to do a segment of Basketball Reference nicknames.
Oh, I think that's a phenomenal idea. Let's see here. One more. Give me one more person that was Trae Young, somebody that they said on the text line.
They were asking, but Trae Young's listed as 6'1".
Well, so
Trae Young's got one of the worst beards in the NBA as well.
No, it's terrible.
He's got a boneless beard.
Yeah,
he's got the worst hair.
It's sickening. Ice Trae.
Okay, yeah, people actually call him that.
Ice Trey. Real. So that's it. So Ice Trey, and but that's, again, I feel like it's a badge of honor if you have more than one.
Yeah.
Okay. So Ice Trey, should we put in here Bad Beard?
Bad Beard. What is Cooper Flagg's nicknames?
We know the main event is one of them.
The main event's fire. I heard this one, the flag bearer.
Oh, did I tell you guys what I'm going to start doing?
Huh.
I'm on the flag wagon.
The flag, but I don't get it. What's the flag wagon?
Instead of a bandwagon, it's the flag wagon.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Think about it.
I'm thinking. Oh, I heard it. You didn't like flag bearer?
No, because I didn't think of it.
Okay. I got some for Durant outside of the originals.
Outside of Durantula.
Yeah, I got
Slim Reaper.
Slim Reaper.
That's my favorite one right there, Slim Reaper. Cooper Flagg doesn't even have a nickname on here yet.
What a shame.
Doesn't have one on here yet.
White Hope.
Have y'all ever seen The Servant or Green Room for Kevin Durant?
The Green Room.
Green Room.
Why the Green Room?
Because he smokes so much weed. That's got to be it.
Or the Servant.
I don't like The Servant.
Servant sounds strange.
I was going to say, The Servant doesn't sound at all flattering.
And Katie seems like the type that would come out and be like, you're calling me a servant.
Yeah,
like,
seriously.
I'm serving you guys with my great basketball skills.
I don't know. I don't think any black person would want to be called The Servant.
No, I don't
think
that's
that's a horrible
Someone
nickname.
Said Throat Goat? I'm just reading the text line.
Nope, just Groat. I did pull up Vince Carter's if you're interested in Vince Carter's. Yeah, other than Vinsanity, we've got Air Canada.
Yeah, people say that. I've heard that.
Yoda?
That doesn't really match to me.
I think
someone who's not very athletic and very smart.
I was going to say, I think
Chris Paul.
Just because he's old? I mean, I don't.
Give me Chris Paul as Yoda.
Yeah, I like that comparison better. Half man, half amazing, flying man, and sunshine.
I've heard half man.
I was gonna say I've heard half man, half amazing. I have heard that. What was the last one?
Sunshine.
That's no, doesn't really match. I don't even see. Head. Now we're just
the nickname has to make sense. Were you saying like, wow, yes, that matches him.
Like half man, half amazing makes sense. Air Canada made sense. I mean, they called him that for a while, and then Vinsanity. I mean, Vinsanity might be the best one.
What were we supposed to be doing here?
What were we doing here? Great question.
Cowboys.
List.
Cowboys.
Okay. I've been waiting to do this list.
Yeah.
Since I got back.
Okay.
Even though the list just came out 15 hours ago, like
yesterday or today. I think it came out yesterday, maybe.
So have you've already seen the top 10, right?
I did see it this
Kevin,
morning.
You've
already
seen the top 10?
I'm a Tolo, so I listened to Sean and RJ this morning.
Okay. So I don't need to quiz you guys if you already know. We'll read it 1 through 10 for you guys who haven't seen the list. NFL execs reached out to Jeremy Fowler. Jeremy Fowler reached out to them, whatever, composed a list of what NFL execs, coaches, front offices, how they would rank the top 10 quarterbacks of the league. So none of our opinions in the media, none of your guys' opinions, but the people making decisions, who do they think are the best quarterbacks in the league? So here's how the list goes. Number one, Fred's favorite, Patty Mahomes.
Yes, sir.
I'll give you a little bit of the write-up. Highest ranking he got was 1. Obviously, the lowest ranking he got, do you know what this is?
Yeah, I saw it.
4.
Yeah,
was
that's
the
fine.
Lowest.
I get it.
Last year's ranking 1 kind of just talks about he's still the best quarterback on third down. Leads all NFL passing categories since he's entered the league in 2018. Pretty much still that guy, even though a down year in quotes statistically, his supporting
still
cast
got you to a Super Bowl.
Wasn't great. Number 2, Josh Allen. Highest ranking he got was 1. The lowest ranking he got was 4. It's the same as Patrick Mahomes. Last year he was ranked number 3. Talks about great Josh Allen is.
I thought last year was his best year as a pro.
I don't think there's much to spend time on that. I think we all agree Josh Allen's 2-3, whatever you want to put him here. Now here's where the list starts getting a little crazy. Now,
by the way, one NFC executive did call Allen overrated.
Yeah, he did, which
and,
is kind of crazy.
Bills GM Brandon Bean said, "There's idiots everywhere."
Yes, sir. Number 3, Joe Burrow.
He's getting a lot of love.
If you were to ask Blake, I don't mind him being at 3, but I would say more people than not I thought had Lamar Jackson ahead of him. But NFL execs, he was ranked as high as 1 and as low as 5, and he gets the number 3 overall ranking. And it says, prolific is the best way to describe Burrow's campaign, leading the NFL in passing yards and touchdowns with almost 5,000, 43 touchdowns. On his way to his second comeback player of the year award. Number 4, Lamar Jackson, who had his high ranking as 1, low as 6. And then At number five,
six seems crazy to me
that someone said that there is five
quarterbacks.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
better.
But look, we can criticize Lamar all day for playoff stuff, and rightfully so. But we can say the same thing about Burrow. I mean, 2 through 4. Literally, you can do 2A, 2B, 2C.
1 through 4 should be the same four guys everywhere. Now,
I think everybody's in cahoots on that.
I guess
that.
Not. Some people putting Lamar at 6.
Well, but no, and I'm with you on that. Like, whoever's putting him at below 4, I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you on that.
And number 5, maybe the most controversial player on the list, young guy Jaden Daniels, comes in at 5. His highest ranking was 5. His lowest ranking was 10. So everybody had him in the top 10, which I thought was surprising. Nobody had him unranked. Glad to see they're giving the rookie some respect. If you were to ask Blake, I'd have him right here too. I think he's the 5th best quarterback in the league. Just watching last year, he was pretty electric. He was electric every game that he wasn't playing the Cowboys. For some reason, the Cowboys had him figured out and he didn't play good either game versus them. But Jaden Daniels was phenomenal, got him all the way to the NFC Championship game. Number 6, Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
Highest ranking is 4, lowest ranking, not even in the top 10. He was ranked number 5 last year. He dropped 6. He's 37 years old. I agree with that ranking. I think Matthew Stafford's the 6th best quarterback in the league. Now, here's where I disagree. Number 7, Justin Herbert, though.
Yeah, I think that's pretty consistent across the board. I think everybody here at the station's
highest ranking was 3, Frederick.
No, and I'm
so that's probably the same person that Lamar at 6 that had Herbert at 3.
And then, well, probably had Herbert at 3 and then had your boy Stafford at 4.
Yeah. Lowest ranking was unranked for Herbert.
Do you know how insane the first putting Justin Herbert at 3 is?
Herbert's immense talent keeps him in the top 7, but hasn't vaulted him into the first tier of quarterbacks despite elite production. His 21,000 career passing yards are the most in NFL history through 5 seasons. Last season, he was asked to sacrifice yardage as part of offensive coordinator's Greg Roman, run-heavy attack. So do you agree? Where would you put him? The names behind him to finish off
look,
the list.
Look, I'd put him in the top 10. I will say this about Justin Herbert, okay? And you know, 2 years ago, he had Keenan Allen and Mike Williams before he fell off a cliff. Kak and I looked at his depth chart the other day. He's in trouble when it comes to what he's got working wide receiver-wise. You got Ladd McConkey, okay, who was a dog last year and should be again this year. But Mike Williams is old. And what do we say? Mike Williams is old and unreliable, and then he's got Quentin Johnson, who's young and unreliable. So you guys
didn't draft nobody else?
Was it Trey Harris in the second round?
Yeah. Yes. We'll talk fantasy football later, but I'm huge on the Chargers for some reason.
To finish off the list, Jared Goff comes in at 8.
I don't have a problem with that.
Jalen Hurts comes in at 9. And at 10 comes in Baker Mayfield, who somebody has campaigned for him all year. And NFL execs, highest ranking for Baker was 5. Highest ranking for Jalen Hurts was 6. So more.
See, I would have moved Jalen Hurts to 5 and then slid everybody down one.
I would switch Herbert and Hurts. I would still have Jaden Daniels ahead of Jalen Hurts. I would have Stafford ahead of Jalen Hurts.
I would put Jalen Hurts at 5 for the simple reason that
he's 7 for me.
He's the dude's done exactly what you want in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's call it what it is. Jalen Hurts has been an absolute monster, and he's a Jordan guy.
So who would be the closest to falling off this list for you? Who's at 10? Baker?
Yeah,
I'm fine with Baker being 10.
I don't have an issue with this list. I really don't.
I think it's one of the better lists. Other than Herbert being so high, and I think Jalen Hurts should be bumped up a little bit. Other than that, I think it's a pretty good list.
Yeah, I don't think there's any. I mean, yeah, could you quibble, and we've done this time and time again, could you quibble with 10, 11, and 12 between Baker, Jordan Love, and CJ Stroud? Yes, you could. And would I have an issue if you said, okay, I want Jordan Love at 10 and Baker at 11 or 12?
I do think they made the right decision. I think Baker is better.
Look, Baker's been a dog the last few years. I mean, he has resurrected his career in Tampa Bay. Yeah, 100%.
CJ Stroud,
I got no problem with that.
Jordan Love with the other guys right on the cusp. Kyler Murray, Brock Purdy, Dak Prescott, Aaron Rodgers, Tua, and Bo Nix also got top 10 votes, but not enough to land themselves in the top. I'm surprised Tua got top 10 votes and Aaron Rodgers. That's just off name value.
I think Aaron Rodgers, I think it's name value, but he did show, I mean, he had flashes where he could still sling it.
Top 10-ish at any point? That never flashed in my head.
He had a great second half of the season, statistically.
Bo Nix, kind of sneaking
in
there.
Bo Nix, man. Bo, I'm telling you right now.
Kyler Murray. I mean, honestly, these honorable mentions.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like
Kyler Murray. I don't know who. I don't know what GM said. That's a top 10 guy. I think Brock Purdy and Dak are the only guys that had an argument for also being top 10. No one else on there to me.
Dak, I'm putting in that 11 and 12 spot.
That's what I'm saying. It's an argument. Yeah. They're right there with Jordan Love and CJ Stroud.
Yeah. Dak's got a lot to prove this
year. But Kyler? And you know me, I like Kyler. I vote for Kyler, but I don't think he showed you anything that was top 10 last year.
I don't think Kyler's shown you anything since he got here. Okay. He's the
Let's
same
get out
guy.
Of the segment
he's the same guy, okay? You even said yourself you're not excited about him next year.
No, it's tempered. It's tempered. He's like 16.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what he's been his whole career.
Unfortunately.
I'm just, hey, look. And you know what? You know why? Because he left Louisville, okay? He was a fighting farmer, yeah. And he bounced on Louisville. That's what he gets. Coming up next, let's do a little fair foul, shall we? Don't go in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anywhere. We'll get some of y'all's text messages here in just a smidge. Fair foul. I'm gaining weight and this hydraulic lift on the chair keeps sinking. What's going on here? Okay. Not a fan.
Can I just say something? You said we're on the fan.
I said not a fan.
But we're on the fan.
We are on the fan, which I'm a fan of the fan.
It's just a blessing. You know,
not a fan of this chair.
Honestly,
though.
When I take the headphones off, it feels like we're just talking. I'm just going to keep the headphones off for the segment. So hopefully if Kevin says something super interesting, let me know and I'll
wow.
put it back in.
Wow.
No, I'm not trying to block Kevin out. I'm blocking myself out. Because when I have the headphones in, I get in radio mode.
That's kind of what we need to be in.
No, headphones out, raw, unfiltered.
I feel blocked out.
Because at this point, I'm not on the radio and our bosses aren't listening. I'm just chatting with my two boys in the room. And just be ready. Just have the dump button.
See, this guy thinks he's in Mykonos, for crying out loud. Okay, we're in Dallas, Texas right now.
And you know what?
Get your mind right.
That's what I'm grateful for. I have a great job. Shout out to Tim and Gavin that I had to come back home for because people out there were saying, "Hey, just stay here."
Yeah.
I was like, "No, I have a job that I love."
I'm an American.
See, that was hard. America. They're like, "Aren't you guys the ones that have?" I was like, "Yeah, that does happen here in America." But I'm glad to work with you guys. You guys are great.
Thanks. And I appreciate that.
And you said you weren't thinking about coming back to work till you got off the plane. No, I was thinking about it every day.
I don't buy that, dude.
Two things can be true. I can enjoy my vacation.
Maybe one time when you thought about it, you said you didn't watch any sports, which, look, I'm not mad at you for it.
I still should decompress and unplug. I still wanted to get my sport off, though. I will say this. I'll save it for the night because there was a good sports moment out there, but we'll save it.
That's right, because coming up next, we've got Blake's Greek Adventures coming up at 9 o'clock. All right, you guys know what that music means, and shame on me. I was supposed to come up with an intro.
You still did it?
No, I still haven't.
Two weeks.
I knew you weren't.
I have it.
Hear that?
Oh, that's all right. We're going to do a role play in the final hour. We're going to come up with a role play where he's going to ask us whether or not he can live with his girlfriend or not.
Fred loved a role play.
Stand by. All right, so here we go. Fair or foul. You guys know what that music means. I'm going to read a story, and we're going to determine whether it's fair or foul. I'll give you a fair or foul real quick. Fair or foul, the vending machine still isn't working.
Foul.
So it wasn't working on Saturday when Khaki Kevin and I were here doing radio, and I went to go get me a little bag of chips. Still not working.
Very I'm foul. Going to say fair because it saved me some money.
Well,
my friend just opened a 24/7 bodega, 24/7 vending machine, like store.
Yeah.
24/7, got all the stuff, drinks, vapes,
snacks.
So complete opposite of this. It's got like 30 vending machines.
It's not really doing me any good right now. So
what if I told you it was downstairs?
Your friend.
What if I told you it was downstairs?
I feel like you would have told me that earlier.
Fred, it's, you can literally go to 5, by the way.
What's that?
4 or 5. Their vending machine is probably working.
Oh, floor 4 or 5. Okay, gotcha. I was like, what?
You said 5 like it's a restaurant.
5. Like, I was going to say, you know something? I thought you meant like I can go to like 8:55 or something like that. I was like, oh, okay. We're going to blow through a couple breaks. I'm for it. Okay, here we go. This is, and I saw this. So I was like, okay, this is, can't wait to read this. A viral new survey found that 78% of American women say they wouldn't date a man without a car or his own apartment, even if he had strong character or future potential. For many, stability and independence are non-negotiable. The findings triggered viral backlash online, what doesn't anymore, with some saying it reflects hyper-materialism and a lack of patience in modern relationships. Others defended the stance, arguing that dating is a reflection of standards, not charity. Whether it's goal digging or goal setting, the data reveals a stark truth. Potential alone isn't enough for men, potential alone isn't enough for many in today's dating market. Security, status, and stability often win over emotional connection. Fair or foul, 78% of women say they won't date a man without a car or an apartment, even if he has potential.
That's fair. I'm with the women on this one, if you will. I think if you are in 2025 and you're a woman listening or a guy and you don't have a car, or a place to live.
What kind of potential do you have if you don't have an apartment or a car?
And
I guess
not,
that's my first question.
And let's make it clear. I'm not saying you're any less of a human, any less of my friend. But in the dating scheme of you trying to say, hey, as a man, I'm going to take care of you. I want to foster an environment where you feel safe. But I have no way to transport you or give you shelter at night. What value are you
bringing? Can you pick me up and take me back to your place?
Yeah. Can you pick me up, girl, and take me back to your place?
I'm down to smash, but we're going to have to do it at your place. I'm going to need a ride.
Like I said, now, in hypothetical, if you or Kevin or Jake didn't have a car, I would not be your friend because of that, because we're guys.
But you'd think less of us.
I might have internal thoughts.
It makes you wonder. But, I mean,
let's go to your place.
Girls don't want to date a guy that doesn't have their ish together, just like a guy doesn't want to date a girl that doesn't have their ish together.
I wouldn't date a girl at my age who said I have no car and I have
no place. I mean, I'm going to say, let's flip the script. I'm not dating a woman that doesn't have her own car or her own place. Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah. Like, what is you're not your a great deal? Human.
You might be fantastic. You might be salt of the earth. But I see a red flag if you don't have. I mean, what'd you do? Did you get out of prison? All right. I mean, we need to go check in with your PO.
And you can have the most hoopty car and a very humble house, and I think that's better than nothing.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you got to live in a mansion with a Porsche.
But we better not have roaches crawling on me while I'm sleeping. That's a problem.
But I do agree with that survey. I think it should honestly be higher than 78%.
Shout out to you 22%. They're like, you know what? I'm willing to take a chance.
No, that's fair.
I think it's totally fair.
I have a fair foul if Blake doesn't.
Go ahead.
Okay. So it was kind of corrected on Twitter, but Uno is supposedly being added as a gambling table in Las Vegas casinos.
The table game. Yes, I saw that.
It was corrected.
Does the +4 there?
It was a correction because it's not being added permanently. It's just supposedly going to be a temporary setup.
Yeah.
But still, fair foul, Uno as a betting game.
I say fair for the vibes, foul for the people that got to control it. That sounds chaotic.
I don't, I mean, Look, I haven't played Uno in years.
And I don't know if they're doing the old school Uno or all these new cards.
I'm going to assume
there.
Old school Uno. But if you've ever played the new ones, it gets...
I haven't played the new ones, but I know there's a bunch of crazy stuff. But if someone gets hit with a plus four and there's 50,000 on the line, I'm punching somebody. And you're about to win. Or someone hits you with an Uno reverse or whatever. You know, all the different ways that the game can go left and right. I could see that. Uno is fun when there's no money on the line and you're with your friends and maybe you got a little
drink.
You could
argue that with anything.
I'm not gambling
Once money is thrown in, everything changes.
I'm not gambling in. That does not sound like a good time to me.
I had never even thought about gambling with Uno. So this is brand new to me. Like I said, I haven't played Uno in 5-6 years. Easy. So
I say foul.
No, I say it's fair. I'm all for it. Let's see how it shakes out. And I feel like with Uno, I'm not a card guy. All right? I don't even know how to play poker. I barely know how to play blackjack.
I got a fair foul. I sent it to you, so you've already seen it. So just act surprised right here, okay?
Okay.
What?
No, I'm trying to see which one. I'm trying to think about which one you sent me, but go ahead.
Jacqueline 8 sent a man more than 159,000.
I'm surprised this is making the rounds again.
This is old?
Oh, this is an old story.
Oh, I've never heard of this. Text messages, some of which were threatening over the course of nearly 10 months, according to police records obtained by the Arizona Republic.
So you haven't heard the audio of her yet, have you?
Oh, I haven't. This maybe we'll play next segment. This would break down to about 530 texts a day in an average of a 30-day month. I think if you send 3 or 4 texts unresponded to, you're kind of a creep.
You're
530? You can't have a job. You cannot have a job and send someone 530 texts a day. There's no way.
Wait till you hear her explanation for why she did it.
The two went
and
on.
It'll all make sense.
The two went on only one day. One text read, "I'd make sushi out of your kidneys and chopsticks out of your hand bones."
That's love. I don't know about you guys, but that's. Did you find anybody like that on Hinge?
I did not.
Okay.
The man was out of the country when she allegedly broke into his house.
Yeah, he did.
But he saw her through his home surveillance video and called the police, according to a police statement. Officer found her taking a bath and arrested her. It ends with this. Felony charges were filed against her for first-degree criminal trespassing of a residential structure, but allegedly continued to text the victim threatening message. When interviewed about the incident in jail, she said this. Maybe this is what Fred's referring to. "I felt like I met my soulmate, and everything was just the way it was," she told reporters in a breathy voice. "And I thought we would just do what everyone else did and just get married, but that's not what happened." Fair or foul, falling in love with somebody and sending them 530 texts and they never respond to you and then breaking into their house?
I mean, fair. Okay.
Love is love.
If
you want it, go get it.
Love is blind. I want to say TLC saying about this. Love is blind. So let's think about that. Find that audio because she gives a jailhouse interview that is definitely worth it. All right, coming up next, Blake, where are you taking us?
Let's take us around the Cycladics. Let's go around the Greek islands and figure out what really happened on Blake's Greece trip, the stuff that we didn't hear on the interview earlier.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.